A lot of states considering wolf plans. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
This was an 800-pound yearling, and we don't know how long it had been dead when we first came to it, but we do know that probably half the carcass was still there at that time, and within 12 hours, that half, or roughly 400 pounds, had been carried away.
That's Eastern Oregon rancher Tom Reitman, who has been dealing with wolf depredation on his cow herd for some time. But that's Oregon. Moving north, managing the gray wolf population is not top of mind unless you talk to Northeast Washington Republican Representative Joel Kurtz. He says 17 of Washington's 20 wolf packs call his district home, and with more and more depredations and wolf and human interactions being reported, he says something must be done. He notes wolf is a four-lettered word that evokes passions and strong emotions.
It's been frustrating because you've got four counties with 90% of the wolves in the state, and the rest of the state really has very few or none, and it doesn't make anybody really want to talk about it except me. So they're tired of me coming back, but I got to keep coming.
Kretz says the reception is a bit better this year, but there's a long way to go. He added most ranchers think reintroducing the wolves was a mistake, but since they are here, they are willing to try to coexist, assuming their livelihood is not sacrificed. He's introduced legislation to level the play field for ranchers across Washington.
This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.